So, by the way, I was in your letter, you were seen to be quite disturbed, also Bessie and Caroline, about the situation here in the Philippines. Possibly it is that we here who are so used to the events that take place every day do not take it that serious. And as people would at home who are not aware of the, are not living with it, maybe we take a lot of things for granted and just expect that the people at home would understand everything, even when we sort of speak out loud or speak out our thoughts. And I personally, and Ludi also, have adjusted to the situation, as well as the children, along with 50 million other Filipinos. And we have decided, myself and Ludi, that we as a family will stay together regardless of what the situation is, and I really don't feel that there's that much real danger. While the political situation is unstable, I think that eventually there will be a change in government without too much commotion. Probably a different government than we've had in the past since the beginning of the liberation period in 1946. Probably what we do expect will be a coalition government, because it doesn't seem possible that a communist overthrow, although they are becoming a little stronger, that there are other forces which would counteract that, and those forces would be the moderates. So probably what they would have to settle for would be a coalition government, and probably a more parliamentary socialistic system different than we have ever had in the past. And that wouldn't be too bad at all, because I believe it would be a better deal for the poor portion of the population, which numbers around 80% anyway. So try not to take the news, and maybe I won't since it'd be very difficult for you to understand anyway, maybe I will not emphasize or mention too much about the local situation here in the future, but try to dwell more on the children's lives and our own lives. But sometimes that might become a little boring. And maybe by sending you this tape and hearing our voices, you will realize better that we are all well and we are all happy, and really not that much concerned anymore, since we have made the decision anyway that as a family we would stay together. Maybe the children, I'm sure, when they're old enough, Marianne and Lolong, Tony, probably will, as most have done anyway who can, since they are Canadian citizens, will probably migrate to Canada. Anyway, we cannot plan our children's lives for them, and it's up to them. But certainly they would finish their university, we hope, here in the Philippines. And then they'll be old enough to make up their own minds.